Hello and welcome again to the Vox Pop WMC's live daily afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Chartok. Red means stop, green means go, and too often people raise their certain fingers, meaning you're not doing it right. Joking aside, traffic safety and etiquette are top concerns for many Americans. The city of Albany is pushing to install up to 20 red light cameras at intersections throughout the city. Violators will be issued $50 fines. Supporters say it will improve traffic safety. Opponents say they're just a moneymaker and that they violate civil liberties. The debate is clear, but what do you think about the technology? Are we using it correctly? And what happens to traffic etiquette when we use it? Give us a call, 1-800-348-2551. Write it down, 1-800-348-2551. And you can get in touch with us online at voxpop@wamc.org. Now, folks, here's what I want to do with this time. I want you to tell me what annoys you. You can talk about red lights if you want to. You can talk about technology. But I really want to hear about what annoys you when you're traveling. I mean, I can tell you right now, there's nothing worse than somebody threatening your life by getting on your tail and staying there. I mean, literally, you're going 60, 70 miles an hour and somebody is right behind you and not giving up or putting the bright lights on you, because there are a lot of very disturbed people out there who are driving cars. Look, I don't want to be sitting here. The name of the game is Vox Pop from the people, and you're the people, and I'm here. And let's go to Lynn in Shelburne Falls, 1-800-348-2551. Still time to get in on the lockbox. We need you now more than ever. Okay, Lynn, you're on. Okay, Lynn, what's up?
Thank you, Alan. Yes, what made me mad, but it's technology, but people who don't signal irritate me, and people who tailgate irritate me. And even if somebody I'm driving with tailgates somebody else, that really irritates me. But I'm not sure how you'd. And I don't like the fact that they can intrude on our privacy. I'm not, what do you do?
What is it about privacy that you would worry about, Lynn? In other words, they're intruding on your privacy because they're taking a picture of your license plate. What is it that you hold dear that it's so private? I can understand if you're making out with a boyfriend or something like that in a car.
I'm 60 years old, so that can happen. But
no, it could happen. that could happen, but isn't that right? I mean, that's intrusion on one's privacy.
I've listened to your debates with other people on privacy, and I really respect your point of view. And I just don't think they should be digging so much. I mean, Amazon knows all about us, and Google, and
too
all
right
the,
now. Yeah,
I just hate the fact that they know everything. You know, I feel so paranoid that they know everything.
Yeah.
Maybe I have a traffic violation in the past. Maybe I've got something worse, or somebody I have something worse. And, they're going to look into that, too.
Yeah.
And they're going to compile it all together.
Yeah.
But I'm very good at driving. We all say we are good. We are all right.
Yeah.
But I don't want. It's fun, having the privacy part. Let's see, the privacy is knowing everything about me.
Well, no, I get that. I see that all the time. I was once talking to a guy from a cable system who told me that he could tell everything I had watched on TV.
Of course.
I mean, that's pretty bad. And I agree with you about these concerns. Hey, Lynn, it's a great way to start us out. I thank you so much for calling. Appreciate
it. You go on. Bye.
Bye. Okay. 1-800-348-2551, and we go to Don from Po-Town, Poughkeepsie. All right, Don, you're on. You're on, Don.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm a professional truck driver. I got a CDL for the last 35 years. And what bothers me when you see people, I hate to say it, but especially women, driving down the road with a puppy on their lap, hanging out the window. That has got to be like one of the most dangerous things in the world.
Yeah, puppy on the lap syndrome. You're right. That's bad. I want to ask you a question as long as you're on as a truck driver. I noticed that, when I'm on the road, I get on the road very early in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, and there's a truck there, and, truck wants a pass or something. I always blink my lights, right? And they get back around, and then they blink theirs, right? So that they say, well, thank you. They're saying basically thank you, right? Now, what I always wonder about is when I want to get in front of them, they never blink me in. How come?
quite often it's just ignorance on the driver's part, but anybody coming in front of me gets a flashing, it's safe to come in.
Well, that's interesting.
Some truckers, I have been a truck driver, and I've gone in front of people, and they don't flash me.
Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you, Lynn, the problem is that Don, I'm so sorry, that we can't hear you that well because of the phone, but thanks for that. I really appreciate the call.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
1-800-348-2551, Jeremy in Woodstock. Okay, Jeremy, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Hey.
Okay. First of all, camera technology.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big fan of using it at stoplights. I do think in a lot of ways it can make things more dangerous instead of less dangerous. And
How so?
Well, because a lot of times, you know, if your timing's not just right, you come up on a yellow light. You know, it happens to everybody. You're not sure whether you're safer stopping or going.
Yeah.
And sometimes people, are going to stop instead of going when they would have been better off going. I mean, there are a lot of times when passing under what you might call a very dark yellow light is still safer than slamming your brakes on in traffic.
Yeah, you make a point. You make a point.
The flip side of that is I've seen camera technology used on highways in Europe, which I thought was very effective because, first of all, it's much more efficient. You don't have, you know, police officers with all this equipment and all this training spending hours at a time on the side of the road, you know, handing out speeding tickets. It's not necessary. They get a photograph of you. They send you a bill. Good luck getting out of it. At the same time, it doesn't allow as much interaction. It doesn't allow as much opportunity for corruption. It doesn't allow as much opportunity for civil rights violations because you don't have somebody who's now looking for an excuse to probe your life just because you were speeding on the highway.
Yeah. Like driving while attractive.
driving with a hoopty, driving while black, driving whatever. You know, you get somebody who's in a bad mood and he decides he wants to be the judge, not just the cop.
Right. And have you been stopped in your life?
Oh, yes.
And when you're stopped, do you sir the guy or do you, what do you do? How do you handle it?
You try to handle it as neutrally as possible. I mean, honestly, I'm at a point where... I think a lot of people, they don't know what they're going to get when they get pulled over. You don't know if you're going to get somebody who's just there to do their job or if you're going to get somebody who's looking for an opportunity to turn their life into an action movie.
I
think we're at a point in this country where generally people find interactions with police officers to be inherently dangerous and unpredictable.
At least potentially dangerous.
Hey, yeah.
Jeremy, thanks for the great call. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Yep. Let's go to... Dan in Woodstock. Okay, Dan, you're on.
How you doing, Alan?
Hey.
My comment is real simple. I think that this is just a way of revenue. This has nothing to do with safety. And to pull a veil over it and to say that this is about safety, then we have to look at, you know, tickets in general. You know, speeding tickets, when you go to court for a speeding ticket, which I have been in court for a speeding ticket, they always reduce the ticket 9 out of 10 times.
Right.
So it's not really about safety. This is about revenue. Let's get to the facts. This is about making money and not about safety.
Well, how do you know that? I mean, Dan, you're articulate. You make a point. But I'm assuming that the government keeps statistics and does things like that. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I absolutely think so, Alan. But, you know, have they showed that this is actually going to reduce the amount of speeding tickets that are written? Has it reduced the amount of accidents in any way, shape, or form? I've never seen any proof of that.
Well, actually, traffic accidents are going down. Traffic accidents in the United States and traffic deaths are going down.
Right, but is that, in fact, due to speeding tickets, do we actually know what the root cause of them going down is?
Well, you know, I know somebody very well who killed somebody. She decided to go through a red light and she got the guy. You know, there is something to be said about red lights. I think when you see a yellow light, you should probably slow down and stop.
I absolutely agree.
You know, my father used to come home. of great memory. He used to come home and sit there and he'd get these tickets and he would say, I told that officer it was red, it was yellow when I went through. And he said, no, I think it's just a good idea. I know I do. So So whatever, Dan. Thank you for offering your opinion. We'll see what other people have to say, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for your time, Alan.
Thanks, Dan.
Have a good day.
Okay. And we'll go to, no, Robert, you stay right there. Okay, Robert, you're on, right?
I'm on.
Okay, we got to go through a little bit of a break, but if you'll sit right there for a minute, it'll take a few seconds. We'll be right back, okay?
Support comes from Dr. Joseph Cohen, optometrist, eye examinations and classic eyewear in historic Uptown Kingston. Most insurance is accepted. Optical diversity in the Hudson Valley. CohenOptometry.com. Ashfield Stone, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts. Quarry and fabrication. Used for enduring landscapes and interiors, including countertops and floor planking. Rare and wonderful native stone of the Berkshires. AshfieldStone.com. The Honest Wade Food Co-op, located at 100 Watervliet Avenue in Albany, offering local and organic produce, groceries, specialty foods, and more. HonestWade.coop. Art Along the Hudson, this week, First Friday events in Saugerties, First Saturday events Kingston, Cold Spring, and Garrison, Beacon 3D, celebrating the arts in the Hudson Valley, ArtAlongTheHudson.com. And the Adirondack Council, retiring government-issued air pollution allowances to reduce power plant emissions, AdirondackCouncil.org.
And we are back. Dan, thank you so much for holding on. I'm sorry to have done that to you. What do you got? Bring it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm on?
Yeah. Definitely
okay.
On.
Yeah, okay. Briefly put, it drives me crazy that there are people who out there who act like drugstore motorcyclists all the time since I drive a motorcycle. In fact, there was one time I was driving down Route 9G in the southbound lane. I was on my way back from a graduation ceremony in Albany. I was driving from Albany to Poughkeepsie. And I got passed on the double yellow line by a white pickup truck, despite the fact that I was traveling at 5 miles per hour above the speed limit, so there was no possibility that the guy could have argued in traffic court that he was stuck behind a slow-moving motorcycle, apparently seeing me do 50 miles
per
hour.
Whoa, Robert, I am so sorry. Maybe I'm too sleepy, or you were going too fast.
Sorry.
What's the beef? What's your beef?
It's a shame that people act like jerks toward motorcycles all the time.
That's I see. Okay, so, you know, you see a motorcycle, you get a bad feeling. Some of us are guilty of that. That's true. What's the fix?
I don't know. The thing is, I got passed on the double yellow line by the white pickup truck, despite the fact that I was doing 50 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone, and yet apparently that was not fast enough for the guy.
Yeah.
Plus, there was also another time there was this person who was tailgating me, and it got to the point where I was doing 65 miles per hour in a 40 mile per hour zone. And the
if you drive the way you're talking, you were going fast.
Oh, no, the thing is, though, I was doing 40 miles per hour, and the guy was tailgating me.
No, I hear you.
And then it got to the point where I was doing 50 and then 60, and he was still tailgating me, and then I was doing 65 miles per hour just to make him happy.
But isn't riding a motorcycle just dangerous?
I agree. I agree that it is dangerous, yes, but even so, I still think it's a shame that people act like jerks toward motorcycles.
Yeah, I hear you. Anytime you get a prejudice in any area, I hear you about that. And Robert, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
bye now.
Right, bye. Okay, and let's go to Marjorie in Olive Branch. Okay, Marjorie, you're on.
Two corrections. It's Margie.
And it's Olive...
Olive Bridge.
Bridge, okay.
Yeah,
you know, you never know. You know, it says Olive Branch, but, you know, Bruce might have known something I didn't know.
Well, there's always that.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Anyway, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So I have what may be sort of a fruity thing to say that people are probably going to roll their eyes at, and that's okay with me.
Fruity?
Fruity.
As in a peach or an orange or something?
Yeah, okay. Goofy.
Yeah, okay.
So
my new word I heard somebody using the other day is loopy. I like loopy.
I like loopy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, loopy's good.
Loopy is great.
Yeah, go ahead.
So when people are driving and somebody comes up behind them and they're tailgating, we really don't know what's going on for that person.
That's right.
That person could be just a total jerk, and there's probably a 60 to 75% chance that they are. But there's also the chance that they could have a really urgent need. Like, they could be on their way to see their mom in the hospital before she takes her last breath.
Yes, that's true.
We don't know. Mm. And since we don't know, it probably behooves us and just the world in general to assume the best rather than the worst.
Well, there's another way to look at that, and that is I'll tell you the Allen way, Margie. I always just pull over.
Oh, me too.
And let the guy go. What
oh,
do
I
care?
Too.
It's not a matter of, ego or
right.
machismo. It's just okay, if this guy's going to kill somebody, I don't want to be the one.
Right, and I sort of feel like, let me just assume that maybe this guy is in a big hurry. Maybe he's got to go to the bathroom.
Nah, I don't do that.
Know.
I don't do that. I think anybody who comes up on you and stays there is usually pretty jerky. But
How do you know that?
You don't know it. You just know that there's
But how does it make you feel when you think that?
No, it doesn't make me feel that way at all. You know, one time...
Well, but it can make you feel irritated and angry.
Margie, one time I was
yes.
with a family. The kids are older now, much older. But the family was in. Roselle was sitting next to me. We're up getting on the New York State Thruway, up there by that Sunoco station, if you've ever been there, in Austerlitz. And a guy comes up, and I'm going the speed limit, 55 miles an hour, and he gets on my tail.
Yeah.
Well, I did what, I got my two kids in the car. I slowed down, with which he goes around me, like in the police chases, and puts his brakes on, and I can't go. Well, my legs are like rubber. He gets out of the car, and the guy's arm is bigger than my legs.
Wow.
He's just an animal. And the guy comes up to the window, and I got to protect the kids. So I get out. I can hardly stand. My legs are so shaky.
Yeah.
And I said, you, and he said, you. And Roselle puts her head out the window and says, Alan Chartok, you get back in this car right now. It's a true story. I'm looking at this guy, and he goes over to the car. And he says to Roselle, don't worry, lady, I'm not going to hurt him. I'm not going to hurt him. And I said, get away from the car. And he said, why? I said, because otherwise I'll have to kill you. So one of the great lessons in chutzpah of my entire life, but it was a scary situation. It really was.
Well, the thing is, that guy, he was suffering, I mean, he was believing something horrible about you.
Well, people who murder people are suffering, you can say.
It's true. Murder. It's absolutely true. And I think that we all can only be responsible for the thoughts and the feelings that we have inside our own skin.
Well, it's true. But on the other hand, there are laws and there are rules. And most of the people who get up on you are people who are thrill seekers, I believe. I love hearing from you, Margie.
Thank you. I'm going to see you next Thursday.
Oh, good. Because on next Thursday, we'll be here for the fun drive. And yeah. Anybody wants to put anything in the lockbox right now can. And as a matter of fact, we need $36,000. In order to get this extra $30,000, we need $36,506.44 right now. If anybody can help us, this is the time to do it. Margie, we love
Yay.
You. Thanks for calling. Appreciate
See you.
It.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Bob in Troy. Bob, you're on.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
So I have two related issues.
Okay.
I drive an ambulance and a fire truck.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Guess how many people fail to see a 50,000-pound vehicle with sirens and blinking lights?
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. Anytime I see one, boy, am I on the side of the road and fast.
Yep. Well,
okay.
The number of people who run through an intersection or tailgate you or pull out of you is pretty high.
Yeah, so the fix is?
Fix is, well, give them tickets, but... that's not going to happen.
Okay, Bob, I'm really glad you called, and I'm really glad you're reminding everybody to move over. And, the new rule in New York State, the new law says if you see a policeman or anybody else on the side of the road, you have to go into the outer lane.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people don't know that yet because I see them do it all the time, but it's just the right thing to do. Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Have fun.
Okay, and let's go to Louie. Hey, Louie in Albany, you're on.
Hey, Dr. Allen. I think the red light cameras are just another source of revenue. Because I remember reading an article in Foreign Driver a few years. It was an in-depth study of municipalities that had red light cameras installed, and one of the conclusions was that it was a private company that did it, and the private company approached the municipalities. And said that, basically you don't have to put any capital in, you don't have to do any commit any resources, but we'll split the revenue with you. And more often than not, what happened was that they reduced the time of the yellow light, in order to catch more people.
There was even a story once about a guy, a policeman in a, you know, in a building, and they'd see the guy coming and they pressed the button. But who knows whether that kind of stuff is true. But Louis, while I don't agree with you, I really appreciate your call and telling us, you know, what you think about this. I think safety comes first. And if we can do it, you know, in New York City, however, they have red light cameras all over the place. And we were in a cab one day, and the cab driver was really sweating because he said, it's like musical chairs, the old children's game of musical chairs. If the light switches while you're in the intersection, you're getting a ticket. That's crazy. That's just crazy. Louis, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to John in Northampton. John in Northampton, you're on. John, wait till you see what WAMC is doing in your area. You're going to be able to get. You're going to be able to get the station better than you have ever thought possible. It's just going
to because I stream you.
Yeah. Well, I think what you're going to find now is in your car and other places, you're going to have it. It's just going to be great.
Oh, good. You're like getting another antenna out here.
Well, it's not an antenna. It's this new thing. Well, it's sort of an antenna, but it's, I guess they call it a pod or something like that. And we're going to have one outside of Amherst and one outside of Northampton. It's costing us a lot of money, but it's going to be great. But go ahead.
Awesome. Well, you guys are awesome, so I'm psyched. Anyway, I'm not sure I go both ways on the camera thing, but what I really wanted to beef about is, aside from people drive too fast and they tailgate, which we all know, people don't have situational awareness when they're driving. They don't. They look at the white line on the left and the two yellow lines on the right, and they just, you know, keep the car right in between those things as if something's going to, you know, the world's going to come to an end. When you see a cyclist on the side of the road, pull over and, you know, give him some berth as you go around them. You know, when someone's getting on the highway, move to the other lane if you can to let them on.
Absolutely.
You know, like look far enough ahead so if something's happening, you have time to react.
I couldn't agree more. You're exactly right.
People have no situational awareness, and then, you know, they put you in a box because you're trying to read the situation, and they have no idea what's going on.
What's their psychological makeup that would allow them not to be pleasant and to move over?
Well, sometimes I think it doesn't even have to do with personality. I think it has to do with just they're not paying attention. They're just, or they're afraid to like move out of the lane. Or I mean, yeah, maybe some of them are just jerks.
Oh, I think some of them are jerks.
Oh,
I think some of them are jerks. They've had a fight.
Alan, you know, I agree. The road is where. You know, I'm a gentle guy. I've never broken any laws, but boy, if you want to get my dander up and get me going, that's where to do it. It's on the road.
Yeah. John, thank you so much. Appreciate your call. Yeah.
Thanks, Alan.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Pottown. Mike in Poughkeepsie, you're on.
Thank you. One time I visited a friend in Portugal, and I saw a variation on technology. What they do is, on certain roads, if you speed, they use radar guns to guarantee the next traffic light will be red. No policemen, no fines, no cameras. You just get a red light.
That's interesting. You sure?
Yes. The friendly visitor told us if you speed on this road, the next light you come on will be red, guaranteed.
Interesting. What if you're on a, you know, toll road? It's hard to say. Anyway, Mike, very interesting. Glad you told us. Are you from Portugal? Are you from Portugal?
Oh, no, we're just visiting a friend in Portugal.
Okay, well, that's great. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Okay, that gives us two free phones, 1-800-348-2551. Okay, and let's see here. We'll go to David in Riston. Okay. Is it Riston, David?
Hi, good afternoon. Considering with red light cameras, one thing that a lot of agencies already have installed, they're very widespread in their area, are so-called license plate readers, or you'll hear them called LPRs. And what they do is they track, they're attached to police cars and signs, and everywhere you go, it picks up where your car has been at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that can pick up, if people are wanted, if a plate is wanted for a reason, it just picks it up passively, and that identifies a car, the police are able to identify a wanted person, that's good. But to me, the civil liberties danger of this whole thing is that this data can be accumulated, and you can track the movements of your citizenry, where they go and when they go, and have their movements around.
David, what are you worried about? To what end do you worry about
to
that?
What end? Marketing. I think that's good. Something that could be monetized. So that,
well, no,
that
that's true. But from a civil liberties point
civil liberties point of view, if you got it, if we were ever to shift into a totalitarian society, they could track their political enemies and find out where people are going.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
Where they're traveling, when and where they're meeting.
Yeah, it's true. On the other hand, you know, somebody accuses you of a crime and you say, no, I was on the road in...
Those instances are so rare. It's more likely to be used the other way. Trust me when I tell you. If you think one police agency is going to cooperate with another, say, oh, no, we tracked him. He was definitely... David Rifton was definitely in New Paltz at that time. No, that's probably not... That's an unlikely scenario.
Okay, they'd like to help I hear you, David, and I'm glad you raised the red flag. Appreciate it very, very much. Right. Thanks again.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. And we'll go to Vane. Is it Vane in Beacon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're on.
I called about courtesy. One of the things that we tend to forget, we talk about those people, those other guys. Meanwhile, one of the things that is disappointing when you drive is when someone is coming onto the highway and there's a yield sign. It's called yield. It's not let me in forever, you know, it's a yield. And oftentimes people think just because they're coming onto the thruway, you know, you got to get over. If you can't, or if you got to slam on your brakes, you know, that's your problem.
Yeah, you're right, Vane, but what if you can? I mean, the other side of your story is that there are people who don't get over when they can.
It's courtesy. You know, you say you'd get over if you can, of course.
Yeah.
And then the other part of it is when... It is the keep right unless except to pass, and that's one of the most irritating things is to drive behind a van that's in the left lane and two trucks are in the right, and for 20 miles.
We've all been there on that one.
And then just courtesy, you know,
you got to be
open.
Smart. You got to be courteous. I agree with you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
That leaves one free phone open. Let's go to Jerry in Schenectady. All right, Jerry, you're on.
Yes, hi, Alan.
Hey.
I had five different things. Your screener said, well, start with two. the first one is just texting, and what bothers me about it is it's not at all a necessary part of driving.
No, and by the way, I think everybody understands just how dangerous this is. You notice that instead of saying rest stops, they're now text stops. You know, there's no question. This is very dangerous stuff.
Except the people who are doing it don't seem to understand.
No, they don't, and they don't think it'll happen to them, but it does, and that's why government is going so crazy with it. Okay, you got one. What's two?
Well, the other one was red light cameras, but David, two calls ago made my point just about completely, except the fact that in addition to plate readers, they also have face recognition now.
Ooh.
And so I think, you know, that they're the way they're positioned on the red lights, they can pretty easily see who's driving. I'm not sure about that, but they're probably working on it to the point where they can get good facial recognition.
Yeah.
And he made the point so well, David did.
So I'll give you a third. Go ahead.
Okay, let's see. With cell phones, I'm wondering sometimes whether the payment plans that they have contribute to the problem, because you're given so many minutes for a certain amount of time. And I think some people think, gosh, I paid for all these minutes, I'm not using them, here I am on the road, you know, I can't use my phone at work, when I get home I can see them face to face, you know, I don't need to call my family then, so let's use some up while I'm on the road here. And I was thinking if they charged by call instead, that might be less incentive for people to use their cell phones while they're in a car.
Well, of course, I know nothing as usual, so I can't really respond to that one because I just don't know how it all works. But but Jerry, thanks for all of those good ideas.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah.
Good day.
Bye. Let's go to let's take a break, and we'll be right back. And Stephanie and James and Bob and Mark, stay right where you are.
Support comes from Stone Soup Concrete, East Hampton, Massachusetts, specializing in concrete countertops, sinks, bathtubs, furniture, and architectural elements, serving the Pioneer Valley and New England, stonesoupconcrete.com. Dr. Jonathan Sumber, podiatrist, Kingston, a second-generation practice focusing on family foot problems. Laser treatment available. 845-331-0601. Ashokan Center, Olive Ridge, New York, a classroom in the wild helping schools, organizations, and individuals reconnect with nature, history, and the arts. AshokanCenter.org. The Yiddish Book Center, Amherst, Massachusetts, presenting the romance and tragedy of Soviet Yiddish culture, November 7th through 9th, a weekend course, YiddishBookCenter.org to register. And Joyo's Jewelers, Del Mar, New York, celebrating 24 years, specializing in custom jewelry and repair, laser welding, designer jewelry, and gifts. JoyosJewelers.com.
And we're back, and we're straight through to the end of the program. We got to go fast now. All the phones are ringing as they have been for the entire time. I guess people are really concerned about this. Let's go to my favorite town, West Stockbridge, and to Stephanie. Okay, Stephanie, what do you got for us?
Hi.
Hi.
So I have an experience with getting a ticket from a red light camera.
Really?
I really do.
You're the first one.
Excuse me?
You're the first one on the show today.
Well, it was quite shocking. I wasn't expecting it, of course. It came in the mail a few weeks after I had taken this turn, and I remember very specifically taking this turn. I was in Rochester, New York,
Whoa. And
it was 5:15 in the morning,
right. And
there was no one on the road, and I made a right-hand turn at a red light, which in Massachusetts is not a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
So I received this ticket in the mail for $50. I was somewhat horrified because it seemed like a large amount of money for a very small thing.
Why aren't you allowed to make a right turn on a red light in New York? We can make those here.
Well, I looked it up, and apparently you are allowed to if you come to an absolute complete
stop. Yeah. This is something Roselle and I duke it out on all the time. We have one red light turn, and there's always say you got to stop before you make that right turn. That's
the rule. But I'm not confident that if I had taken that stop, that camera still wouldn't have picked that up.
Well, we'll never know.
The thing that concerns me, I mean, obviously there are a lot of things that concern me about this.
Yeah.
There are a lot of issues around having cameras on lights and cameras on everything, and this is a really big topic today. But the thing that really bothers me is that I was not causing any harm to any other human being on the planet at that moment, with the exception that I'm using a vehicle, which is, not so great. But it concerns me that it's like it takes away our ability to make choices for ourselves that are actually okay. And I wasn't behaving in a way that was going to cause harm to another human being. So I feel that it's a system that is really, I don't think it's going to be very effective. And I don't think it puts a lot of faith in our ability to be able to make really good choices for ourselves on the road, which is really what we need to help people figure out how to do.
But Stephanie, I'll bet, and I don't mean to be rude in any way here, but I'll bet that you're going to think twice when you come to a red light, want to make a right turn, of not stopping completely now, right?
Well, of course I'm going to think twice, but I actually don't know if it's anything that I would have needed a lesson in.
Well, I don't know. Stephanie, you're terrific. I'll see you in West Stockbridge, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to... we got a little email here. Hello, I got a solution to fix everyone's driving headaches. Public transportation. Tell all you want on the... Oh, no, excuse me. I'm so sorry. Text all you want on the bus. You don't even have to pay attention to any of the other drivers on the road. Thanks, Ryan. P.S. Fill up that lockbox. Okay, let's go to James in Monroe. James in Monroe, you're on.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
You ever think about that show, James in Monroe or James Monroe?
No, not president. James Monroe, but James in Monroe.
I got you. Okay, go.
Okay, a long time ago, I was driving my motorcycle up the street here. I live on a mountain, and these people's neighbor had their dog out, and every time it would come out and almost make me crash, because I didn't want to kill the dog.
And you're on a motorcycle? You were on a motorcycle.
Yep. So I had called the local police. They said they would do nothing about it. I called the state police, and luckily I got a hold of a sergeant who was a little bit older, a little bit wiser, and he gave me advice that works even in life. He says, is there a way to go to your house without going past that house with the dog? I said, yes. He says, why don't you do yourself a favor, go that way, and avoid the problem?
All right.
And I've been using that advice through life, the rest of my life, and it just makes common sense.
James, thanks a great deal. Okay, we're trying to get everybody in.
Right, okay, bye.
Thanks. Let's go to Bob in Holland Patent. Okay, Bob, you're on.
Yes, Alan. As recently as 2 hours ago, I was going across the Riskany Boulevard, a five-lane road. The center lane is for turning. And there was an ambulance coming toward us. I pulled my flashers on. I got over to the right, and this guy went down the center turn lane, speeding, headed right toward the ambulance. The ambulance had to veer into another lane to get away from it.
Wow. Yeah, that's a jerk.
Isn't that terrible?
It is terrible. Yeah. Bob, we got good, it. We really
good courtesy got it. Is wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Bob, thanks.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Mark in Scotia. Okay, Mark in Scotia, you're on.
Yes, hi, Alan. Hey. I heard your comments. You were talking about when you're driving and they would flick the lights after you pass somebody.
When they would what after you pass? Oh, yeah. The truck drivers. Yeah.
Yes. Generally, that's, you know, for truckers, like if a truck passes you, you would flick your lights to let him know that his trailer has cleared you.
Yes, of course. That's what it is. That's right.
That's what it is. Yeah, okay. That's what I want to let you know.
Well, no, I knew that, but I always thought that, you know, when I put my right turn signal on, I want to come back in the lane, it would be nice, since I do it for them all the time, they just courteously, what, is it going to kill them, to do the same for me.
You're right. Yep, I agree.
Okay, Mark, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Beverly in West Brookfield. Okay, Beverly, you're on.
Hi, Alan. Thank you. I was just wanting to comment on a gripe I have with drivers when they flick their cigarette butts out the window when they're driving. And if any of these cameras can be used to give tickets to people who litter and use, you know, when there's an offense of littering, whether it be on the highway or at an intersection, if there's some way of holding those folks accountable for throwing cigarettes or trash out the window when they're driving or at a stop, that would be a great use of those cameras.
You know, cigarettes, that's one thing. But I got to tell you, trash, that is a real bad one. And I've seen it happen too many times. Too many times. Just the other day, I was on going around the property with Murray, the dog, and I noticed that there was a beer can on our land. So I took the beer can. I said, "What kind of person throws beer cans on other people's land?" I took it in and I put it in the trash. Our daughter Sarah was up for the weekend. She saw it and said, "Dad, have you started to drink beer?" Well, anyway, it really is. You make a very good point. Thanks, Beverly.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Great show. Thank you. Yeah.
Let's go to George in Middletown. George in Middletown, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Hey.
Listen, the merging thing.
Yeah.
When I took driver's ed 1,000 years ago.
Me too.
The burden is on the, me too. The burden's on the person entering the highway to be aware of what's going on.
That's right. But still, if I'm in that right-hand lane and I see somebody coming down there, I'll get over to the left-hand lane. It's, as somebody said earlier, that's courtesy, right?
But I'm pretty aware of what I'm driving.
Yeah.
And I'm aware, if I'm in the right-hand lane, I'm aware of what's going on behind me coming up on the left-hand lane.
Sure, of course.
And I don't think the merging driver is. And if they just assume that I'm going to let them on, they could, you know, cars could get kind of close.
Well, when you're merging, when you're on that merging lane, you know when there's somebody in the left-hand lane and the right-hand lane, don't you?
Well, you complimented me, I guess.
I did. Yeah. I think the world of you, George.
Now, one more thing.
Yeah, sure.
The other lost art is being aware of this of emergency vehicles. Jeez, nobody cares.
Well, we were just talking about that, and we just heard from an emergency vehicle driver who said it's unbelievable.
It's a heart, but it's according to me.
That's really something. Thanks, George. Appreciate it.
Okay. You have a good day. Thank you.
Too. And let's go to Ralph in Sorgadese. Okay, Ralph, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi there. I just wanted to bring up something. I don't know if anybody else brought it up, but the idea of getting speeding tickets. I have one from a long time ago. My friend's father in the 50s drove the Florida Turnpike, which is the only way to go in those days. And he drove from one end to the other, and they calculated the in time and out town and said you must have been speeding just based on the time of you left and arrived. So now, of course, with cameras and everything else, it's easy to tell people speed anywhere, and I think next thing would be speeding tickets, I would imagine, on your easy disc.
Yeah, but what happened? Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
You know, 95 or something, but on a, you could see on the speed, you know, and you need some money, you could lower it to, you know, 67 or something, you know.
Sure, sure. Good points. Okay, thanks. Jim in Greenfield. Okay, Jim in Greenfield, you're on.
Oh, Green Island.
I'm so sorry. I do have a little reading problem. Somebody pointed out today. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, a couple things on headlights. Ah, it drives me crazy. A lot, especially luxury cars, they have an auto dim, and I don't know whether it doesn't work.
Oh, or really? They still have auto dim? I remember the 1950 Cadillacs had a thing on the front, and if somebody was coming with the things on, the lights on, yours would dim. But they have auto dim now, huh? Automatic?
Well, it's the same thing, you know, and I don't know if they work or people just are inconsiderate and leave them on, you know.
Oh, you mean the brights on? Leave their brights on.
The brights, I've flashed. And also, a lot of the newer cars, they have the really bright headlights.
Yeah.
Even on the low beams, they're not aimed properly because they blind you.
You know, but I think that's against the law, by the way, not to lower those lights.
Yeah, but they, I mean.
Oh, it happens all the time. And it's frankly happened to all of us, either way, on either side.
Right.
You know, without thinking about it for one moment.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a very good thing. Well, you're the first guy to say that, Jim.
Another thing I have an issue with headlights is the height of them. I remember the old days, trucks' headlights were kind of in the bumpers, right around the same height as cars.
Ah.
Now they're up in the air. You must get blinded if you drive a compact car or just a mid-size car. They're right in your rearview mirror.
Yep, yep.
They can't even, you know, you can't shut them off. So they're in your right in your face.
You're right, Jim. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call. I'm trying to get everybody in here.
Great show.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
All right, have a nice day.
We just heard from tailgaters, colon, due to potential that someone behind me may develop road rage or act impulsively, and even though my first response is anger and bold, I try not to feel angry for more than a few seconds. To do this, I imagine the driver could be someone's father, mother, sister, brother, grandparent. If I humanize the driver, it is easier to tolerate the bad behavior, and I always pull over as soon as possible. Me too, by the way. I always allow space between me and the person in front of me. Me too, by the way. And I always avoid bad driving. I am a reformed speeder since changing my behavior behind the wheel. I've become less self-centered when driving, and I've come to observe if people go the speed limit, they can drive in what feels like their own less congested lane. All the speeders stay in the left lane, piled on top of each other, bumper to bumper. More importantly, a non-speeder will experience less stress. And we'll go to now Louise in Schenectady. Okay, Louise, you're on.
Hi, Dr. Charco. I would like to point out, it's something local. We have a Bellevue Hospital, Women's Hospital, where you can deliver your baby, the only place now in Schenectady. It does not have a traffic light as you come out from there. People speed on the road. That's Route 7. If you're going from west to east, you don't even know that there is a hospital there. It's totally irresponsible not to have a light there for the staff and the patients. I do not understand it. I've talked to various people, and it seems like a bureaucratic issue.
Well, you've made your point, Louisa. I'm just trying to get everybody in. I thank you so much for the call.
Okay, fine. Appreciate. All right.
Yeah,
good. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to Steve in Salisbury, Connecticut. Okay, Steve.
Alan, hi. We listen to you. Love the station.
Well, thank you, Steve. Appreciate
I'm in the repair business, and I'm a keen observer of cars. And my point is, the current models in the signals on the back have all become red instead of amber. I don't know if anybody's noticed that.
No, I haven't. Yeah.
Well, start to look, because what you will notice is you can't tell a blinker from a brake light.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And it is, and you know, when you go back to the bumpers and the lights and all this stuff, used to have some you know, sensibility, and the government would get involved about safety. And it seems to me, among other things, they've thrown the whole thing out. And I would love to have that answered by some question, you know, somebody who's got, how come they've now made them all red in the back? And I would like your listeners to notice and just say, what's going on? They're not amber anymore.
Okay, man. Thank you for the call, Steve.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Thanks.
It. Thanks again.
Bye.
Yeah. And And that brings us to John in Springfield. John in Springfield, you're on.
Hey, Alan. This is John. I'm a big fan of the station and of you. So my complaint was I was on the Pike last year, Mass Pike, and I got to a I got to go pay the toll, and the choice for the two tolls that were open was one took change, and the other one was the fast lane. And at the time, I did not have fast lane, and the quarter booth was closed. So I had to go through the fast lane, or I couldn't go anywhere.
Right, and they said, course, they said you a thing, right?
So of course, 2 weeks later, I get a ticket.
Of course.
For it, and I try to challenge it, and they're just nope. They said I had to pay it.
Isn't that interesting? You know, when you go into Manhattan now, the Henry Hudson Parkway, there used to be this bridge. There still is a bridge, two levels. And when I was a kid, it was a dime, but so was a Coke. And now they've eliminated tolls. Everybody's license plate is pictured. If you don't have an easy pass, they just send it to you in the mail. Very interesting.
Absolutely. And then one other little comment is just that, when you slow down and let somebody in and they don't give you, like, the courtesy wave,
right.
That's infuriating.
I don't get it. When you slow down and let somebody... and they don't acknowledge your kindness.
Yeah, they don't give you, like, the wave. Give me the wave.
Yeah, well, no, that's so interesting. I agree with that.
Take care.
Thanks, John. Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, and now on to Dale in Williamstown. Dale in Williamstown.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
The other day I was commuting from Williamstown to North Adams, and for the first time in my life, a Brinks armed truck had on a siren and flashing lights.
Oh, boy.
And I wasn't sure what to do. Actually, I was on my bicycle, so it didn't matter. I just stayed on the right. But the cars seemed a bit confused because are we supposed to get out of the road for a vehicle that's not a public safety vehicle? I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, did you try to trace it down at all? Did you call the Brinks people and ask what was
going on? No, I've been intending to call the Williamstown police, and I haven't thought of it, but... No, I haven't called anybody. I just wonder if anybody knows. Are we as citizens supposed to stop for private armed vehicles that choose to run sirens? You've never heard of it either, right?
No, I never heard of such a thing. When you're going from Williamstown to North Adams, which one do you live in?
Williamstown.
Oh, interesting. And you find a major difference between the police departments in Williamstown and North Adams?
I don't have much reason to call on either of them, but I can tell you that when I talk,
you can see that I'm stalling because there are no more people on the phone, and I'm
The North Adams police came immediately. When I don't know what I did in my class, but I've had a couple of students faint in my classes at MCLA, and I can tell you that the North Adams police showed up within minutes.
They're good, huh?
To help with that.
Yeah. You have anything else to say for about a minute?
Sure. Let's talk about Roselle, who's one of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah, and one of mine. That's great. And a fellow faculty member for a long time, right?
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Yeah. No, I know.
Okay.
I know exactly.
You'll have to fill up the rest of your 20 seconds on your own.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye. Well, we're out of time. One of the few times, I have to tell you, folks, this is one of the few times when I didn't have to leave people up there on the board because every one of the phones, all five phones, were ringing. So let me just talk to you for a moment. No, don't call now because it's, they're all lighting up, but that's ridiculous. But I can tell you that I want to talk to you about something you probably heard and haven't heard much about, and that's the lockbox. The lockbox is what keeps us going. We'll go in if we can do this and make this basically $200,000. We're up to almost because we started with $100,000. We can make this. We have about 30-something thousand to go, 36,506, and every minute it gets lower. If you can do anything now, do it. Okay, I really am trusting you, and I'm really hoping you do it. We've all made this together. Woo, look at all the Vox Pop support. We're just about out of time. Thank you to the Bistro 63 at the Monkey Bar, downtown Amherst, offering casual lunches and dinners featuring steak, seafood, cocktails, and wines using local organic products. banquet facilities and patio dining, bistro63.com. The Nature Conservancy's Adirondack chapter working to protect ecologically important lands and waters of the Adirondacks for nature and people, nature.org/Adirondacks. Mannix Marketing, Glens Falls, New York, specializing in search engine optimization and internet marketing since 1996, mannixmarketing.com. And Marshall and Sterling, insurance for business, home, auto, bonds, group benefits, and financial planning for 150 years. Our people are the best insurance offices in Poughkeepsie, Carmel, Millbrook, and Mount Kisco, marshallsterling.com. Thanks again for joining us. Remember, the conversation continues online at wamc.org/voxpop. Our engineer has been Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Bruce Herbach. Did a terrific job. Our producers, Jessica Blaustein, Marshall, I'm Alan Shartok. Stay tuned now, and I say stay tuned now for a news update.